From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
TGO Radio, recording on June 22nd for broadcast on July 8th. And part of the problem when you record a show that many weeks in advance is you're kind of missing out on the news of the week. And
yeah.
They're just like, it's just coming out in the last couple hours that crew in the Titanic
didn't make it.
Which we all kind of figured out, you know, pretty quick anyway. But
they said that thing had some kind of mechanism that could make it like float to the surface, like in an emergency, like whatever.
Yeah, is that right?
Dumped ballast and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And I'm thinking, man,
that worked out great.
What if? But I had also heard that there was no way to get out of that thing. They have to be bolted in, and then when they get back to the mothership, somebody on the outside has to be out, for the outside.
That is correct.
So I'm thinking, if that motherfucker floats to the surface and they've run out of oxygen, gross.
Yeah. Now I've heard. I don't know if it's now. Is it true? I don't know if it's
Have you heard this? Huh?
Have you heard about this? Have you seen this? Have you heard about the dead people? Have you heard about this?
Have you heard about the canned people?
What did you say? The what?
The canned people.
The canned people. That's what I thought you said.
Have you heard about this?
Have you heard about this?
Pasteurized, processed canned people.
Have you heard about this? Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
I have heard that when you die that way, it's pretty. You just kind of get sleepy and nod off, and that's kind of...
Oh, with lack of oxygen?
That's what I've heard.
The problem is...
That way, anyway.
Well, but the problem is if you've got a sensor beeping at you going, 10, 5,
no,
2, 0,
Yeah. Clearly, it would be terrifying, but yeah, but...
Count the scratches on the wall.
Well, I mean, those bodies will never be. I mean,
if they implode,
the bottom of the ocean.
They said they found pieces of it, so it imploded, which.
Yeah, it didn't do that.
You know. Yeah.
By the time people hear this episode, it'll be 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And like, what are these idiots talking about? Well, because we're recording on June 22nd. We're trying to.
So fuck you.
Yeah.
Boy, have I got a fart. Oh, boy.
Buddy.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. See, I hate this chair. It's there. Oh, it's there. It just doesn't reverberate off this fucking... Oh, boy, does it smell. God damn.
I don't know if it's the distance between us from the other table and this. They just don't get to me.
Good.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah. Earthy.
Is that right? Earth anal. Earth
there
anal.
You go. Thank you. Yep.
Anywho, welcome back to TGO Radio, everybody. Well, they're dead. They're all dead in the
They are all
there.
Dead. We all died in a homemade submarine.
And what do we... By the way, what are you doing, John Denver, and your fucking homemade craft? Dude, knock it off.
Last night... You know what I did last night after work? I spent 2 or 3 hours throwing memes back and forth to my sister about the poor fuckers in the submarine. Dude, that one you sent me with George. I fucking laughed.
It's solid.
God, that was so good.
That's a solid piece of business.
That first one I stumbled across, I said, touring the wreckage of the Titanic, $25,000, $250,000, joining the wreck of the Titanic, priceless.
Well, you can't. I mean, let's quit acting like our homemade vessels are going to do the trick. Can we stop? Stop it. And then they had the guy that come out, he goes, look, I was on one of those, and it was a fucking death trap.
I backed out, motherfucker.
All right, yep. Well.
I said, you know what? Keep your $250,000. Yeah. I'm out.
Yeah.
Yep. When you fucking walk up to it and look at it, and you see something, and you scratch into the paint, and you see fucking Del Monte on there, you're like, bye, see ya, I'm out.
Acme. Nope. Acme submersible. What? Wait a minute.
It's got old style blueprint, fucking white lettering on it.
Fucking dummies.
Yep. Don't.
No, don't do that.
Or you know what? Here's the thing. I'm sorry that it happened to those people. I am. But I'm not going to fucking cry my goddamn heart out for them. I'm not. You know the risks. You took they bought their tickets. All right? I say, let them implode.
Well... It's going to be that, then let it be that.
Brian, they bought their tickets.
Shayna, they bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. I say, let them crash.
Goddamn right. Fuck them.
That's a bad story. I mean,
that
you
is
just
a bad story.
You just hope that those cats died instantly.
I hope it was quick.
That was,
I do. I really do. Because that's horrible. That's.
Is that your foot? I'm sorry, man.
It's not my foot.
Down there.
Seriously. Is it?
I think
I just
tapped might've something been. With my. Oh, you're playing
well, you didn't get here. I didn't get the three taps, so. I don't respond until I get the secret.
These are taps. Enormous mouse pads. A homeless could live under these mouse pads.
They could.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, I mean.
Well, when I ordered them, they show you the graphic. Well, this one's the size of a cell phone. Well, that's too small. That's too small.
No. No.
You fuck.
No, it's too small.
No, that's too small.
No, that's too small.
No.
No, you fuck.
You fuck. That's too small.
Nah, go in. I got to get a suit.
I love this.
Right? Walk into this clothing thing. It's Chinese Chinaman. Sales guy. Comes over to me.
I help you.
Can I help you?
Yeah.
How are you today? So I had it up to this fucking point. I'm figuring, all right, he's a little Chinese guy. What the fuck am I going to do? I said, yeah, I need a suit, a blue suit, 42 long. So he's looking at me. 38?
No.
42 long. 38? Don't read my fucking lips. 42 long.
40?
40?
No.
That's too small. 42 long. 42? What the fuck are you talking about? I mean, 42 long.
What the fuck are you talking about?
40? It's too small, y'all fuck. for air foul over there.
Over there?
I'm standing back and forth like I'm playing fucking ping pong with the... Yeah, 42 fucking long. 40? I'm looking at this fucking guy like... Oh, fucking chink.
You fucking chink.
How many times I gotta fucking tell you this? 42 fucking long.
40 fucking short.
40 fucking short. 42 fucking... I go, what's your name, right? So he goes, Choose. I go, God bless you. You know, I mean, I'm nice, you know. I say, so what's your name? Chew. God bless you.
God bless you.
What's your name? Chew.
Who?
What, you got the fucking flu? No, he works here too. So now I understand it's his name. So I go, all right, look, Chew. He goes, God bless you. What the fuck is going on? I'll make it fucking rain in here. Just get me the fucking suit. I didn't buy the suit, man. Because then we finally figure out the size. Now we don't have the color. I'm going, yeah, all right, give it to me navy blue. Navy rule? Blue, ooh. Blue, ooh. Blue, ooh, y'all, fuck, I'll kill you. I'll just fucking kill you. I'll take every suit in the fucking store.
I'll just fucking kill you.
I'll just fucking kill you.
Just kill you. Take every fucking suit in the store. You know, probably one of his more clever bits.
Well, so my contention with Dice has always been the stuff that he wrote beforehand was always so much better than the crowd work stuff, the stuff he did on his... I mean, he's got two albums called The Day the Laughter Died,
yeah.
And they're both about 90% crowd work, and there's a reason, you know. It's, you know.
Yeah.
So I always thought the stuff he wrote was better than the stuff that... Jeff, who among us can possibly forget the seminal 2002 hit Lil Jon and the East Side Boys featuring the Ying Yang Twins, Get Low? Who among us can forget this seminal 20-year-old masterpiece? Doug, if you don't mind. Oh, I didn't even mention Doug Reacheron over there in the fucking corner, his ever-shrinking corner over there. It's all the same song.
About time this show got fucking hip. Hop, hippity hop to the hip hip hop. Don't stop. Never heard this before. Oh, this one. Okay.
Well, anyway, with the I took about as much of that as I could handle.
Yeah.
The with the Miracle of AI, someone has taken that song, and with Frank Sinatra singing it, and there's about a 20 or 30 second clip of it that I have here for you.
To the window, to the wall, until the sweat drops down my balls, until all you bitches crawl.
That's great. That's fucking awesome.
That's great.
Fuck yeah. I'll play that again, man.
I will.
God damn. All right, Frank.
To the window, to the wall, until the sweat drops down my balls, until all you bitches crawl. Oh, skeet, skeet, goddamn.
Yeah, say Frank was fucking slinging it around good, man. He had a fucking hog on him.
That's what I've heard. I heard Frank had a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was fucking, who was the little pixie cut girl he married?
Mia Farrow.
Oh, my, what a piece of ass she was in the fucking. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
He was in his, what, 50s?
Yeah, and she was 22 like or whatever?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, that Mia was Farrow. Some piece of ass, young Mia Farrow, man.
Yes.
Holy cow. It makes more sense now, after you know at that young an age, she fucked old Frank Sinatra. Her going to the shriveled up comedic Jew makes a lot more sense.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she went to
Woody Allen.
Woody Allen.
It makes sense because, well, Woody was safe up until he fucked my stepdaughter. I mean, come on.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing with Mia Farrow only lasted like a couple years.
It was not meant to be.
Nope. Nope.
But man, I mean, old pictures, for those who don't know, of young Mia Farrow. God Ooh. Damn.
Uh-huh.
Frank was, Man, oh man. I'll send you that. You can have it as your ringtone or something.
Oh yeah, that'd be
Till
good.
The sweat drills off my balls. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, how'd you people get in my room? All right. Till the sweat. Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
To the window, to the wall. Till the sweat drops down my balls. Until all you bitches crawl. Oh, skeet, skeet, goddamn.
Lovely.
That is, AI, man. That's what we're doing now. That's where we are.
You know what, though? That's funny because that AI, obviously that's supposed to be Sinatra.
Yes.
You know who it sounds like? Is it sounds like Tremonti, the guy that plays guitar.
Tremonti?
That's his last name. God damn, the guy that played guitar in Creed and has Alter Bridge now. Mark Tremonti.
Oh, okay.
He recorded a bunch of Sinatra songs.
I heard that.
And recorded it with a bunch of Sinatra's old band members and stuff. It's really good.
No shit, huh?
And that AI sounds a lot like the way Mark Tremonti sounds.
Who sang?
Vocally. Mark Tremonti.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's very good. You never
really?
Heard it?
Really? No. No.
Shall we?
Yeah. Give me like one good, you know. Yeah, we got about a half hour to kill, so take your time. Oh, Fly Me to the Moon. Let's see.
Yeah, where is it there?
7 minutes. Yikes. Now that's Frank, though.
Fly me
to
the moon. Let me play among the stars.
No, that's Frank.
You dumb cunt.
Fuck you.
Well,
where is it?
I tried telling you. I've got you under my skin. That's the, God damn it. What's the fucking serial killer's name?
Oh, Ed Gein.
With the skin suit. That's the Ed Gein theme song.
Ed Gein theme.
Boy, you don't like My Way, do you? I love
you
that
You know what?
Song.
I've warmed up to that song have over you? The years. I really have, but no, it was not one of my favorite. It. No, it's... I think that song comes to you sometimes with age a little bit, you know?
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, and that song...
You know what? When you finally start doing things your way and not the way you think other people want them done or trying to be somebody, you know, different for other people, like I, you know, honestly was earlier in my life, that song takes on kind of a different meaning for you.
I have in the early years of this show, that was our closing song. In the first season, we would end every show with that song.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on
Love the fucking bass line in this song.
Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
I don't hate this at all.
Fuck no, this is such a good one.
Man.
Baby, kiss me.
Now, this is not my era of music, but I do not hate this.
And let me sing forevermore.
Well, he did My Way.
Well, that's why I asked you about it, because I saw it pop up there. I didn't know if you wanted to.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did.
Not bad.
No, buddy, that's all right. I don't know that I'd seek it out. How many songs are on the album?
12, 13. Oh, shit, 14.
Yeah, how long is the record? 46 minutes. You know what? I might give that a shot.
I did.
I mean, these are all fucking Sinatra bangers.
Well,
you know?
Yeah.
And saw it through.
I Fall in Love Too Easily. Without That's a great one.
I How does this get when it gets in the end, where it starts to, when it starts to swing? How
Honestly, I have not given this whole album a listen yet. This is the first I've heard this.
Along the byway. More, much more than this.
You'll find some of the more compelling songs in musical history have this start. They start slow
and build.
They start quiet and they build.
Sure.
This song, Bobby Darin's Mack the Knife, Stairway to Heaven, One by Metallica, all, you know, they all do that same thing where they build. Fucking Mack the Knife changes speed three times or something like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you know.
Yep.
Great. It's such a, I fucking love that.
What, Mack the Knife?
Oh,
it's a fucking.
Jeff.
And you know what? The only version that I really like, and everybody's done it, is Bobby's.
Yeah.
That's so good.
I mean, Jeff, and you can blow Splish Splash out your fucking asshole.
Oh, that was to get.
I fucking hate that song.
That was to get your foot in the door.
I understand.
Yeah.
But how, when you have Mack the Knife, would anyone listen to Splish Splash again?
Yeah,
I've never hate that song.
I've keep several Bobby Darin songs in my, you know, oldies playlist, but Splish Splash never.
No, God.
No, fuck that song. Bobby Darin hated that fucking song.
I remember reading an interview with him where he,
yeah,
even back then, where he was like, yeah, hey, you know, it's just kind of.
Got my foot in the door.
That's it.
Yeah, that's all it was.
And may I say.
So it's not. It doesn't start swinging like Frank's does.
It doesn't seem like it.
No, that's not. I mean, that doesn't suck though. And it's 45 minutes. So like, if you're going to listen to a record,
yeah,
mm-hmm. You know,
I'm. You know what? I may pick this up on vinyl. This would be a nice one to have on vinyl.
Oh,
and he.
Oh. What happened?
His daughter is autistic. His little girl, Mark Tremonti's.
Yeah.
So a lot of the profits for this, he did this to. As like a fundraising thing for autism.
You said he was at Alter Bridge also?
He started Alter Bridge with, I want to say Miles Kennedy singing?
Okay.
No.
I don't know
if that's
but they
right
did a song that one of the wrestlers uses as their for many years now.
Okay, yeah. He started that after Creed. That was Mark Tremonti's band.
Sheesh.
And then he's also got a band called Tremonti. Just, you know, another project.
Huh. Well, there you go.
It's weird. I'm not really that big of a fan of his. I seem to know a lot about
it. I mean, you could do a lot worse than this, though. I mean, this is all right.
Oh, my God, this is so... Well, like I said, he worked with a lot of Sinatra's old musicians, guys that played, guys and gals.
Fucking 170 years old.
They were still around,
Holy
man.
Fuck.
People that played. Because a lot of this is from the album Come Fly With Me.
Oh, yeah.
And, or, you know, or at least that time period. They were from the Sinatra Orchestra or the Count Basie Orchestra, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, he did all right.
I didn't hate that.
In the Wee Small Hours, that's a great one. All, I mean, they're all fucking bangers.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I am such a happy individual.
Huh.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff, Mark.
Oh, well done. Man. Oh, shit, buddy.
Jeff, I got a story out of Piqua, Ohio.
Yeah?
An Ohio woman said that she will not be removing the 9-foot-tall werewolf statue from her front yard.
Fucking right on. Good. Good.
Fucking, I hate this one.
9-foot-tall werewolf.
Yep.
What's with the werewolf?
Well, Jeff, I'll let her tell you about it.
Good.
Trying to become my house mascot?
This is Phil the Werewolf. Its owner, Mary Simmons, says she bought the nearly 10-foot-tall Halloween decoration last October, but chooses to leave it up year-round.
Because she has a mental illness. And this is how she copes.
To leave it up year-round.
I kind of look at it as a security thing. Who wants to break into a house with a 9.5-foot werewolf sitting outside it? I mean,
oh yeah, that would drive me away if I were desperate for money.
No one till you said that, stupid. Now everyone's going to try to break into your dumb house.
Hey man, we can't break into this house. It's guarded by a 9-foot werewolf. You really think it's real?
She looks exactly how you think she looks too.
Yeah,
short, pale, fat. Wash her hair on Monday. Like, you know, it's just, you hate her. She's
Monday
just,
of last month?
She's just, well, I'm not so secure. I mean, really, it's just, I don't know. She's quirky. Get it? Fuck you. You fucking neighborhood menace. Like, HOAs can suck my dick. And I hear this stuff and I go, you know, maybe they got a point. You know, maybe there's, God damn. It's your fucking werewolf. Beat it. It's got an American flag vest on. Like, it's just, it's very silly.
And it's Phil the werewolf?
Phil.
Yeah. Right on.
Phil D's.
Ah, fuck. Phil what? Phil D's?
Phil D's. Phil D's nuts in your mouth. Phil Doe.
Phil Doe.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Leave it up. Who cares? She ain't hurt nobody.
Pretty thing? Who wants to break into a house with a 9.5-foot werewolf sitting outside it? I mean, I know I wouldn't.
Simmons also.
I'm quirky. Oh, I'm so unusual.
Says she just loves Halloween and dresses.
Yeah, she does.
You know what? These motherfuckers that celebrate Halloween year round.
Let's get into it.
Oh my God!
Because I've had it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You Christmas motherfuckers that celebrate that shit all year round, listening to Christmas music in June. Fuck you. And you Halloween people can get fucked too.
You know, and anyway, the Christmas tree shop, what the fuck is happening there? What's going on there all year around? What's happening? Have you ever been in there? What's going on?
You got to put those fucking elves to work somewhere.
That's a fair point.
I don't think I've ever set foot in that fucking place.
I haven't either.
Why would I?
Well, let's go. Let's get some lapel mics. And fucking take the task cam in. We'll get a splitter. We'll each put a lapel mic on it. We'll walk through Christmas tree shop. That's our fucking. We have to act like a gay couple, obviously, because that's what they'll think we are anyway. But
yeah.
I know I wouldn't.
Simmons also says she just loves Halloween and dresses the werewolf for the season.
So we're going to get like a big Hawaiian shirt, maybe some big sunglasses or something.
The city of Piqua says it received an anonymous complaint about the decoration, but
I don't know who I hate more, her or the complainer.
The anonymous complainer.
I think I hate everybody in this, to be honest with you. Golly.
I'm a big horror fan, so I didn't.
And then this is
I'm a fan of the horrors too.
And this is a fat, short, fat, pale neighbor who washed her hair on Monday also. I'm a big horror fan, so this is signed by me. I don't know what people's problem is. This is crazy. Shut up, stupid. It's your fucking Nightmare Before Christmas socks. Beat it.
Maybe some big sunglasses or something.
The city of Piqua says it received an anonymous complaint about the decoration, but some neighbors see no...
Buddy, find out how far Piqua is away from here, would you?
P-I-Q-U-A. Piqua,
Ohio.
Piqua, Ohio.
Piqua says it received an anonymous complaint about the decoration, but some neighbors see no issue with it.
I'm a big horror fan, so I didn't really mind.
Are we going?
It.
Well, it's not that far.
How many hours?
Three and a half
hours.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a hike.
How are we not going?
Is Werewolf House marked?
No, I just drive around till you find it, buddy.
Says it received an anonymous complaint about the decoration, but some neighbors see no issue with it.
I'm a big horror fan, so I'm a big horror fan.
That's why I sound like Lurch from the Addams Family.
I'm a big horror fan, but I've been dieting lately, so I hope to be a small horror fan.
Hack.
I'm a big horror fan, so I...
We heard you.
I didn't really mind it. I've watched him dress it up for different occasions and whatnot, and I think it's pretty...
Creep.
Yeah, really?
Creep.
You fucking looking in their windows, too? You fucking...
The city tells me it gave out a warning, but has no plans to further enforce the decoration's removal. Huh. And Simmons says she won't take it down unless it becomes a safety hazard.
No.
I don't want somebody walking by and his head falls off and hits him, so...
Now, that would be a story and funny.
You know.
Yeah, unlike this one, which makes me wonder why we're fucking doing it.
First confirmed killing by a werewolf.
Doug, a comment? Holy fuckaroni.
I try to treat people like I want to be treated, and I wouldn't want that to happen to me.
Over the last few days, Phil has reached thousands on social media, its owner even creating a Facebook page for the werewolf.
Halloween is my decorating season. You know, people...
Fucking... In absence of a personality, I chose Halloween. Fuck you, stupid.
Oh, there we go. No, buddy, fuck you.
Buddy, if we don't, that's the picture.
Yeah. Oh, that's fucking awesome. Leave it up. Fuck yeah. Shit. Look at that thing. Jesus Christ, that is tall.
Fucking ludicrous. Menace. Goddamn menace.
Put a fucking sparkler in its hand next week. Yeah.
Go ahead and fucking scroll down and see how the let's see how the grass looks. I bet it needs cutting.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, it does. It does need cutting. Because we're spending all of our time working on Phil the fucking werewolf. You goddamn neighborhood menace. Cut your grass.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. Yeah. It looks like they tried and they cut up Phil's pants pretty good there.
Coos.
Oh, we got...
I fucking hate him. All right, we got it. It's all the same.
Oh. Phil. I'm Phil.
Hello, Phil.
Hello, Phil.
What's the plan, Phil? Okay, well now the grass is cutting that picture. It's taller than the house.
That's fucking awesome.
Goddamn menace.
Ooh, it's creepy at night. Ooh. Look at the shoes.
All right. I see we go take a picture with it.
Yeah, I think we gotta go down and take a picture with Phil.
Yeah. All right. I don't think
nice.
Maybe something we can do in the off season. Go take a picture with Phil, the fucking Phil the werewolf. It was a light week. I'll tell you, it was a woof.
Yeah,
yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a light week. Thank God those people in that submarine died. somebody put a fucking meme up on Facebook with some guy with a worried look that. Oh, man, all these people in a submarine are going to get rescued and then come back and see all these horrible memes when they put together.
Yeah. Yeah. There is no one more hateable in this than the one guy's stepkid who's fucking, he's like 19.
Yeah.
He's fucking hateable. Oh, I'm going to go to a concert. And he's like trying to flirt with, you know, OnlyFans girls or whatever. And I'm like, I fucking hate him.
19, never had to lift a finger for any fucking thing in his life.
Hate. I'm using the word hate about a 19-year-old boy. Jeff, in Switzerland, a number of 11-year-olds continue to wear diapers in school.
Yeah? Why?
Well, when 11, let's see, no figures were given to indicate how prevalent the issue is, but apparently it's enough to write a scare piece that we, the average age to potty train children is between 18 and 24 months. Really? Is that right?
Wow. Yeah. I guess that sounds about right.
I used to just, when my son didn't, I just used to dunk his head in the bowl till he was almost, no, I'm just kidding. Wow, I guess I didn't realize it was that early, but that makes sense. Some parents let it slide because diapers are a convenient relief for an 11-year-old. Another child development expert told Swiss newspaper that children wearing diapers in school has skyrocketed. She added that she had an 11-year-old patient who was not taught to use the toilet independently.
No, come on. What are you doing, Swiss? Jesus, pacifists.
They won't even aggressively shit.
Exactly.
They're passively shitting even. This godforsaken country. Am I right or am I right, ladies and gentlemen? Let's take a fucking stand on something here, even if it's
wrong.
Kid
was never fucking potty trained?
Yeah. And apparently it's happening a lot, apparently.
Well, that won't cause any social... Well, I guess it won't matter if all the rest of the little fuckers
well,
are...
Well, no. You know what? We need some bullying to fucking straighten some of these kids out. All right?
You know what?
Let's bring it back. Let's quit acting like the fucking... Bullies can serve a purpose.
They can.
Now, listen, I get some of them need to be executed publicly. I understand.
But some of them do serve a fucking purpose.
Yes. If you're wearing a diaper and you're 11, you ought to have your fucking face smashed into a locker a few times. That's ridiculous.
Your diaper pulled up the crack of your ass a few times.
How hard do you want a guy to get? Knock it off.
Give one of those kids a wedgie and it looks like a brown Play-Doh fun factory back there. Oh, gross.
Just
squirts out the sides of their pants.
I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I cannot wait to be old.
Oh, for the adult diaper years?
Piss myself. Oh. I just sit there.
What do you mean you can't wait?
Like Steve Martin in that scene from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. May I use the restroom? Well, certainly. And he just goes, pisses his pants. I can't wait to sit in a chair and piss my pants. Oh, you kidding me? Oh, man, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Not for you, huh?
Yeah, some weirdo's going to have to change my fucking Depends and...
Yeah, but you got four kids, so it falls to them.
That's true.
Fuck them. I mean, you changed their diapers for a lot of years. You changed fucking 1.2 million diapers, I bet. How many diapers put in? How many diaper changes does the average child have in a lifetime? And then take that by four. And you got the first keyboard over there. It's a little bit loud. So funny.
Fuck you.
1,800 to 2,500 in a year.
Wow. All right, let's do 2,000.
Okay.
2,000 times four? I don't know what that would be.
2,550. Okay, so let's find the middle ground. Let's say 2,200.
Okay.
Per year. Okay.
Okay.
And then let's say, you know, you start, so let's say 6,600 diapers, let's say.
Yeah.
Even though, I mean, it's more, but we're kind of factoring in. Okay, so let's say four kids,
yeah.
6,600 diapers, so that's 25,000 diaper changes. So they owe you 25,000 diaper changes, is my point.
I'm going to have to start on that now.
You fucking A right you are. Said you're seeing your youngest boy, right? Just go, well...
Listen, I was doing some calculating the other day.
I'm going to get up on this industrial-sized changing table. I need you to wipe my taint and put a new diaper on me. son.
Listen, my accountant and I were looking at the books. Yeah. His eyes get all big because he's thinking money and shit.
Yeah.
No. No. Appears as though you owe me 250,000 diaper changes. Now split it up amongst your siblings, however you fucking want.
Oh, he's fucking his.
But I'm in half an hour. I'm taking a shit, and I'm just letting you know.
It's your turn to change, Dad. Industrial size changing table.
That motherfucker'd have to be fucking reinforced.
What they want you to do is take it.
You couldn't fold that one down from the wall in the bathroom to get my ass
on
it.
No. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to take him to Home Depot and just kind of walk around and go, well, that might work. Like, that's really big, stir, like 4x4, you know, horse for the legs.
Well, fucking aircraft carrier
just,
buddy, chain.
Just fucking, yeah. What you building, Dad? Well, you know, funny, you should ask. It's a changing table. For when I start wearing diapers, and you and your brothers and sister will have to wipe my ass and put a new diaper on me, I don't know, 4 or 5 times a day. I don't know how many times, you know. And I'll tell you this, also, I'm going to piss in your face, too, just so you know.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got that a few times. Fucking rat bastards. Going to garage, get a pair of vice grips. Click. There you go. You're pissing in my face during this diaper change. Fuck you.
Girl at the maid service had her little criminal this morning. Her new criminal.
Your little miracle?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah. I think they assigned him an inmate number at birth, actually.
Got him checked in and registered already,
Yeah.
Pre-registered.
Yeah. I think the county gave him a little jumpsuit.
Yeah.
You know, like a little, you know, like a little con jumpsuit already as a gift. Because it's coming, you know. It's.
Yeah.
It's a little miracle.
Precious. Precious little miracle. They all are. God's gifts.
You know, it almost bugs me that one day I'll pay her for pussy. That almost bothers me. But, you know, not really.
You're not paying for pussy. Are you? You getting there?
No.
Yeah.
Because I got to have her. The girl's got to like me at least a little bit.
There's got to be some.
I can't just pay. Dudes who pay for it, I don't know how you get there. I don't. I don't understand. I could. And we've talked about this on the show, too. I could pay to get blown, but. Nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those farts never get to me, man. They just never. Is it bad, dude?
Oh, gross.
Jeff is dieting. And healthy farts are sometimes almost as... What's the matter, dude?
Oh,
is it bad?
It is really fucking rancid. I got to see if I can get some of this over there for you.
Oh, you know what? Oh, that's pretty bad. That's bad.
You getting it?
That one I got. That one I got.
Oh, yeah, that's really gross. Ooh,
that was... I mean, and buddy, the first rumor of a smell over here, I had to fucking get the spray out. Ooh, that's gnarly. 11-year-olds wearing diapers. Problem appears to be prevalent in Switzerland. The New York Post said there have been reports in New York City and Buffalo of parents failing to teach their children how to use the toilet.
People should be brought up on fucking charges.
Yeah. Because you think that's the only thing going wrong in that house?
Exactly.
Let's go check that out.
Tip of the fucking iceberg.
Yeah. Swiss Federation of Teachers. Parents have a responsibility to make sure their school-age kids are not wearing diapers anymore. Teachers are not there to change their pupils' diapers. That's crossing a line.
No shit.
Well, no shit. In 2019, then president of the Buffalo Teachers Federation, Phil Rumor, R-U-M-O-R-E, well,
Phil Rumor,
told Boston radio station WBUR, teacher aides here say that it is not their responsibility to change it. Well, no shit, stupid. You just said that in this fucking other paragraph. They're starting to say that if you don't, you know, this is the last summer, and your kids got to go to, your kids have to be able to, you know, when school starts up again, you got to be able to.
Hire some fucking attorney that'll get, you know, the school sued to let these fucking degenerates in.
Paper added that the Buffalo Teachers Federation has reported 43 children are not potty trained properly.
What the fuck, man? Get CPS in there.
Yeah. But they're expensive, the diapers, though, huh? The adult diapers, I bet they are.
I don't know. Why are you looking at me like I'd fucking know?
No, I say I bet they are.
Well, I don't. They probably are.
Hmm. If you can get them in an industrial size, you know.
Industrial strength.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to get military-grade diapers for my fat ass when the time comes.
Yeah, that's true.
Ooh. I mean, unless I, you know, I'll get sick someday and lose a bunch of weight. I mean, God willing, right? But
I'll get sick and lose a bunch of weight.
But if I stay at this heft, it's going to have to be, you know.
We'll just get you those fucking, pads they use in the shops to soak up fucking industrial spills. Order them from Uline.
Dude, Uline are fucking, no one in America wastes more paper than fucking Uline. And we get 12 catalogs a year from them. And,
yep.
and a couple times a year, we get the best of Uline catalog, the slimmed down version. And I flip through every fucking one of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I take them home. I love the Uline.
It's like the Sears catalog when we were kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's wild.
It's weird, wild stuff.
That is weird, wild stuff.
Yeah, Uline does fucking chop down a lot of fucking trees.
The dead tree catalog is just...
Buffalo police offered some clarification today after initially reporting that a group of teens attempted to detonate dynamite inside a grocery store.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now, Philadelphia police... this audio courtesy of WPVI, Philadelphia Place, offered some clarity on the story. So there was a story. Kids were trying to light dynamite in a store.
Yeah.
In this day and age, plausible, maybe.
They have one of those old-timey plungers, and you get to pull it up. And
I don't know where you get dynamite in this day and age.
Shit.
Fresh grocer in Germantown. Action News reporter Maggie.
Oh, well, they goose stepped in. Threw up the Nazi salute and tried to throw a bomb under Hitler's table. Wait, am I confusing?
They say those initial reports were unfounded.
Oh.
They now believe that those teenagers were inside the Fresh grocer and they were near a fireworks display, potentially messing around with it when people heard loud noises.
There was no explosion. There was no sticks of dynamite.
Chief Inspector Michael Cram at the bomb squad.
Michael Cram? Whoa.
Well, you could cram it with walnuts.
Well, his fucking high school career must have been... Ooh, Michael Cram. Hey, Mike, cram this.
I had a teacher in school named Mr. Crumb.
Is that right?
Yep.
Mm.
C-R-U-M.
What was the joke? You know, like the kids have a joke. Like crumb bomb or whatever. I'm like, you know, what was the joke?
Oh, God, I don't remember. God, that was grade school. Mm. Probably that crumb bum, dickhead, asshole. Guy, he was one of those old-timey teachers from the 50s and 60s with the fucking crew cut haircut and shit, you know?
Like buzz cut from Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Well, but not that athletic. He was kind of a nerdy, but he was a dick.
What was he teaching for then?
Those teenagers were inside the Fresh...
Fucking teenagers, am I right?
...grocer, and they were near a fireworks display, potentially messing around with it.
There's a little bit of messing around there, the old fireworks.
Who the fuck
display?
Calls it a grocer?
That's the name of the store.
Go see your green grocer.
Yes, well, the green grocer. Yes.
Mr. Whipple, don't squeeze the fucking fireworks, you idiots.
Yes, well, you would collect A&P stamps.
Oh, would you now?
Yes.
Yeah?
You get 300,000 stamps, you get a gallon of milk.
Yeah.
He had to spend the gross domestic product of Switzerland. We like to bring it all around on this show. All back around.
You know what the gross domestic product of Switzerland is?
About the
kids that aren't potty trained,
yes,
am I right?
Yes, it's about the cost of 25 diapers. Yes, green stamps were a scam.
Green stamps. Well, don't forget your, what was it you guys had back in those days when you were rationing, your ration tickets and shit?
Oh, yes.
You know?
Well, you had to
get your fuel.
You know, you only got so much coffee and
yeah,
so much rubber.
Right. Yeah.
And you couldn't get tires. You slid all over the place in the wintertime.
Right in the middle of Prohibition. Yes, you couldn't get a fucking drink.
Yes, it was a long time ago. Get it?
Couldn't fucking drink that bathtub gin bullshit.
Well, yes, we've talked about that.
Yeah, what was that made of?
Well, it was a long time ago, Jeff. I don't remember the joke anymore. It was
cherry juice.
There was something cherry juice and embalming fluid. Yeah. Yes, bathtub gin.
When I was
this song fucking cooks,
dude,
man.
When I was working with your laptop to try and figure out that delay problem,
yeah.
This is the sound file because it was one of the longest yeah. ones that I just let play while yeah. I was trying shit out.
It's a great fucking song, man.
It really is.
Yes, well.
I just want to Charleston my ass right down the street.
Yes.
Oh.
Man, that was a long time ago. See?
To the Lindy Hop.
Can you imagine what it must have been like when they fucking first got rid of the rationing? Like a year or two after the war? I mean, because it continued for a while after the war. Now they would never expect. If there was a world war now, they would never expect us to
well, nobody
ration
do
it, go without
it. Can't make me do that!
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? No, I fucking 100% disagree with that. It was your fucking choice, not mine. I didn't vote for a war. Fuck you.
Right.
I'm not going to not get new tires because you want to fucking bomb some fucking Arab country. Fuck you. But I think they finally got it figured out, though, that they can feed soldiers and, you know.
Yeah.
Also bomb brown people.
Yeah, feeding soldiers and bombing brown people.
Since 1776.
Brown people. Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, with no compunction. Well, I mean, you know, I'm not counting the early Indian days, but the fact of the matter is, you know, democracies tend not to attack democracies. You always got a dictatorship involved in there somewhere, so it doesn't really matter when, you know, a couple million people who have a different skin hue have to, you know, get fucking melted to sidewalks in Hiroshima or some shit. You know, fucking, who gives a shit? Good.
Yeah.
Wow, 2,500 diapers a year, huh? 18 to 2,550 a year.
So what
do
we figure for four kids?
25,000. They owe you 25,000 diapers.
25,000.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be willing to knock that down to 20,000 just, you know, to...
Buddy, and you're going to hang on. Like, you're 52?
Yeah.
You got 25, 30 more years in you.
Well, I hope so.
Buddy, I mean, you're they're going to...
I do. I really do.
They are going to have to have, like, industrial wenches. They're going to have to slip your feet into them and then fucking...
You calling me fat?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Fatso?
Duh.
You fucking try me, Fatso.
Are you new? What's happening here? Is this your first time hearing the show? Oh, man.
Checked myself in the mirror the other day, and I was quite surprised.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every now and then I walk
past.
The
worst thing about it was I was naked.
Yeah. Oh, there's this. Every now and then I walk past a mirror in the showroom on the way to the bathroom. To take a, you know, an undisputably gnarly shit because I have the diet of a fucking, you know, 7-year-old. And every now and then I'll look over and I go, and I get sad. You know,
yeah.
Like, you're as white as you're tall, you fat cocksucker. What are you doing with your life? You know? What the fuck is happening here?
I walk past me and go, gross.
Yeah. Golly, man. Tired of being fat?
I am. I, yeah. I have to do something to get this under control. I do. I have to change. Finally, at 52 years old, I have to change lifelong fucking eating habits that have always made me a fat person, but not this fucking fat.
You're probably going to retire the old food shovel, huh?
You know what? It's really not even that. It's not that I sit and eat a ton of fucking food at a setting. It's what I fucking eat. It's garbage.
Didn't you just tell me earlier today, what kind of ice cream did you have and a waffle cone the other
day? I mean, it was just...
It sounded amazing.
Oh, it was pistachio.
Okay.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Was it good, dude?
Oh. Double scoop and a fucking waffle cone.
Buddy, that's it.
Fucking, it was hot. Shit was running down my arm. It was wonderful.
And then I drove
an hour and 15 minutes home, almost fucking root beer stand in the fucking car seat on the way home. Almost. Man, I fucking pulled in the driveway and clenched him up and waddled my ass into the house.
Waddled my ass.
Dude, I couldn't have taken a stride because I'd have been marking territory.
You had to penguin walk in.
Yes, I did. Way. Yep.
Oh, I about fucking shit my pants. We went to the movie. My brother, his wife, and I went to see The Flash last Sunday.
Yeah.
So we had snacks there.
How was it?
Jeff, it's the first 20 minutes are very silly. Not in a good, fun way, but just silly.
All right.
And the last 20 to 30 minutes also remarkably very silly.
So not good or?
Some of the worst CGI I've ever seen in a big movie.
Really?
Especially early on and then in the third act. So first 20 minutes, last 20 to 30. But you know what? Everything in between I liked.
Huh.
So I didn't hate it.
Okay.
But it was, on the whole, I didn't hate it. But man, you got some shit bookends on that movie. It's very silly.
All right, well, speaking of shit, tell me, you almost shit your pants?
So anyway, we went to the movie, and then we went to have lunch with our father and his wife's folks. We went and had a Father's Day lunch.
His wife's folks?
Yeah.
They're still around?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
God damn.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
you're talking about your brother's wife's folks.
Yes.
So why I was thinking of your dad's wife's folks. Okay.
Oh, no, good Lord,
yeah,
no.
Yeah,
no,
I know. I know your brother's wife's folks.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I took, now Josh sent me a half a thing of a lar- like most of a large popcorn and then went and had lunch. And I'm telling you, I barely made it home. I mean, I had to get out. Like I parked the Jeep in the garage and had to get out and cross my legs and fucking clench and wait for my guts to bubble so I could walk into the
house
and shit. I mean, but even then I think it was, I was in launch mode before I even hit the bowl. So,
and I can't shit in public, you know, in a public toilet. I can't do it.
Well, there's a beach a few hours from here that's got a pizza place on it. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And Kylie and I went there and we ate and I barely got up the stair. We took the stairs up and I barely got up the stairs before I had to shit. Yeah, so I had to go into their bathroom, and it was, it put the gnar back in gnarly. It was a fucking horrendous.
I love going to the bathroom there.
Oh,
there was playing fucking Dean Martin. It's great.
Oh,
I love it.
You see, the casino got rid of the Frank Sinatra machines, and they put in some.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah,
that sucks.
Yeah,
they had a Casablanca machine at one point. That was fun.
Really?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah, I actually hit on it a little bit.
They had a Dean Martin a couple Dean Martin machines.
Yeah, there's a Dean Martin party, wild party one. I don't care for that
game.
No,
it didn't pay me. Fuck him.
No.
All right. Well, listen, let's take a break here for nature.
Right on.
And we will, we're going to come back and record another mediocre show. We'll see you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, the show's over? Huh?